Hey Abner, the Find My Network's come out. I can't use it. Have you had the opportunity to use Find My Network on your Android just yet?
Not just yet, Damien. It's still rolling out in the US and Canada. Specifically, when you go to the Find My Device system settings, which are part of Play Services and all that, you'll get a toggle that lets you decide how much you're contributing to the network. That is still actively rolling out as of Monday in the US and Canada. It's a staggered approach, which I guess is not too surprising considering that this is a pretty big rollout happening. But overall, Find My Device Network, first announced at May 2023 at I/O and originally expected to arrive in that summer, is now here.
Almost. That is insane. That is, to me, that seems insane. That is almost indicative of a lot of the way that tech companies are going with their announcements, like build the hype or announce something and then, oh, we can build a product based on this. But at the same time, I'm kind of fascinated by the Find My Network because Apple has had such a huge lead in this that obviously, for most people, I would genuinely say, given in the US specifically, why didn't you just go out and buy a AirTag? Obviously, you can use it through the Find My website. You'll need an iPhone to set it up. But because it's so ubiquitous at this point in time, even I have some AirTags for when I travel across the globe, and I've found that they're a fantastic product. So from my perspective, I'm really excited by this. I'm disappointed that it isn't globally available this week or rolling out globally at this point in time, but hey, I'm sure it will in future. But like, does Find My Device feel like something that should have been introduced a lot better in terms of like the actual ecosystem that we have? Or do you think it's just like well-cooked? It's like prepared the amount of time it's taken the right amount of time.
Hopefully it's well-cooked out of the gate. Let's put it that way. So Google said it was from the announcement, from the original I/O announcement this summer, it's about 3-4 months. So it seemed that they were fully ready to do it then. But kind of at the last minute, they were like, let's wait for Apple to add these industry unwanted tracker protections, which I think is commendable. I don't fault them for that. Maybe I fault them for not pushing Apple to release it sooner. It's coming out. Those unwanted tracker protections are coming out in 17.5. They will be able to find my device network devices and trackers. Apple really did wait until the last possible second, which is their 17.5 release, which is one of the last major updates for iOS 18 to introduce this. So
with my biggest problem with the way Apple has had such a huge lead with the AirTag, it leads me to believe that would it not have made more sense for Google to press on, if that makes sense? I know that it is very important from a privacy and security aspect of having unknown tracker alerts. I mean, that's huge. It's very, very important. And I understand the fears of people surrounding that. I think from my perspective, it seems as though Google could have pressed on slightly and helped get some sort of Find My Network almost in place. And then, because obviously it's a dominant platform. Android is a dominant platform in the rest of the world. I understand in the US it's very, very different. It's a little bit more swayed towards iOS. But yeah, I'm fascinated to hear what you think. If you think that Google they've waited in the right way, or that they should have just pressed on and then added it after the fact, or being able to...
I possibly see is enabling during the summer, enabling the Find My Device Network to find phones and tablets, these large devices that you can't very easily tack on to people or hide on a person. And even if you find such a phone, you could probably take it to the authorities and they would be able to run a more thorough investigation there. And in that scenario, limit the do not roll out the track attack, the third-party track tags, until Apple is adding it in May. So that could have been one path forward, which seems to me like it would have been a compromise. Probably,
yeah. I think that genuinely is a fantastic compromise, and I didn't even think of that. I kind of thinking of it from a top-down perspective. The entire network, I can track headphones, and obviously that is rolling out slowly anyway, isn't it? So I guess genuinely, Adam, I think you've stumbled upon what could have been the solution to this to get this product out earlier. But I'm fascinated to see how the trackers develop, because we only have a few that have been confirmed as supporting the network, yes, and rolling out.
Pebblebee and Crippy.
Chipolo, I think. Is it Chipolo have one as well?
Yes.
Do Eufy have one? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was an interesting call. Eufy and Jio in India is also, looks to be they're releasing an existing version of their tracker.
Oh, okay.
And Motorola was also named as somebody who's making a tracker.
Fascinating. Well, this is the thing, yeah. I think with trackers, from my perspective, I have used AirTags, and I think for what they do, they're excellent. But the opportunity to have more form factors for that kind of tech is where I'm really looking to find my device on Android to be leading the way, if that makes sense. Like, I would love a specific... Imagine you could have a Find My tag that's integrated into a luggage lock. And that'd be the dream, because I can just leave it on the luggage. Whereas an AirTag is pretty obvious. I'm guessing a lot of these are going to be limited by the actual hardware within them. But I'm sure over time that would, like, especially accessory makers for Android, they could do that, right? They could shrink it down, put it into new form factors, and we could see some actually really cool uses of this tech. Whereas at the moment, it is fairly limited, isn't it, with an AirTag? You can't put it in a wallet. You have to get one that supports it, and it doesn't support it fully.
Yeah, the card-based ones.
Yeah, I love the idea of a card-based one, and I'm forever leaving my wallet places. Like, I thank Google for pushing Android Pay and Google Pay so heavily, because most of the time I'm having to pay with my phone because I lose my wallet or I leave it somewhere and I just never know where to find it.
Yeah, and I rarely use my physical credit cards. I'm all in on Google Wallet. But I know so many people that are hesitant to do that, to put their cards on their phone. It's interesting.
But this is the thing, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm getting really passionate about something I didn't know I was passionate about. As someone who loses things and misplaces things, and I'm one of those people who I will blame everybody else apart from myself. I won't take responsibility for losing things. I'd be like, where have you moved this? Why did he move this? And it's usually me for the most part. But yeah, I love the idea that we could get lots of different form factors. Heck, even one in a case. Like, because there's going to be devices out there where, for instance, it may be a hand-me-down from a parent to a child, and you have the double whammy of maybe a case with Find My baked in and the phone itself. I think that would be kind of cool, because sometimes I know this is probably a really, really niche idea. I would sometimes take the case off my phone, and I will then use the phone without a case, and I'm like, oh, where's the case? So yeah, even those kind of things. I love the idea that we could potentially see lots of different options. What I'm going to ask you though, Abner, what would you want to see, piece of hardware, whatever it is, with Find My integrated into it? There must be something that you're like, this would change the way I go about my day.
So I was going to say water bottles probably, because I saw this neat, somebody made a water bottle and they made a rubber cap at the bottom to put in, a rubber base rather, to put your AirTag in seamlessly. That's like a good call right there. Water bottles, I would have loved that earlier in my life. But yeah, I think water bottles actually would be interesting. I have AirTags, but I haven't used them a great deal. So I think Find My will really be my first introduction to it. And I'm wondering whether I should put one in my wallet. I'm wondering whether I should put one in my backpack. I'm just wondering how deep I should go into this ecosystem.
I mean, I genuinely think I'll replace all of my AirTags, but also, I don't know. Actually, that's That's not the way I'm going to do it. What I'm probably going to do is use them concurrently because I'm that I'm that paranoid. So, for instance, when I travel across the globe, I'll have an AirTag in my backpack, or that will be a Find My device. That'll be in, some sort of tracker. Then I'll have one in my within the camera bag. I'll have one in like the tech kit that I have. It's like chargers, cables, everything like that, and then some like multi-tool stuff. Then on top of this is how bad I am. On top of that, I have one in the packing cube I have for my camera gear. So I would love to see stuff where it's like specifically designed for, say, cameras, because I can't put an AirTag on my camera and I'm paranoid about leaving it behind, or like
that,
even so
that's valuable enough, dude. Any solution would be
I would love to see. So there's a company, Small Rig, that make a lot of accessories for cameras. If they could make stuff for like camera cages with Find My hardware built in, like, because a cage is pretty big, like that would be the dream. That's my actual dream. So Small Rig, if you're listening, please make that happen. If not, I'll take a lens cap or a lens case with a Find My tag in it, because again, that would be amazing. But in terms of like other products, the addition of headphones to Find My is amazing. Like, I think I'm so excited for that to come to the Pixel Buds, even though I only use them to listen to podcasts. But that is a game changer, because the amount of times that I'm sure, like many people out there, you put the little case down somewhere, or you put one earbud down, it's gone. You don't know where it is. I'm so bad for that. I don't know if you're the same. I don't know if you find that you just place an earbud down and don't know where you've left it.
I wish the technology is at the point where it can locate individual earbuds, but I guess you still have sound for that. Details unclear there. But presumably it would be just the case, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess. It's disappointing. It's disappointing from my perspective, but I get maybe we could see Pixel Buds 3 with that.
Yeah.
Is it Pixel Buds 3? Are we in the third gen?
It's the numbering.
Is it technically
really
technically
weird.
So yeah, okay. Well, besides the version, Pixel Buds Pro 2. Surely we could have the ability to track each individual earbud. I was going to say AirPod. I was like, please don't say AirPods. That's not our brand, but yeah, all that kind of stuff really does intrigue me in how we're going to see brands adopt it. Obviously, Sony getting involved is huge. I know that JBL seemingly get involved with anything. They have some really wacky products anyway in terms of earbud
the
stuff.
So they announced two. One are over the ear headphones, and the second is that the earbuds with the screen on the case.
Okay. Those really wacky, they are wacky headphones. Yeah. Wacky earbuds. Yeah, so like, I guess it's all options in that you don't have to have just AirPods Pro, like Apple's doing it. So again, I feel like this reiterates the choice that we have on Android. The hardware is, you're not limited by the hardware. And I really like the way that Google is partnering with these people to begin with. And I'm sure by the end of the year, we'll see everybody else release their own trackers. Which is kind of cool. I'm kind of excited for it because we haven't had any sort of like I don't want to say this is the worst way to describe it, but interesting hardware for Android people. Like, we don't get the best accessories in general for the most part, unless you use a Samsung phone. Pixel's starting to get more accessories in terms of like its case lineup. So this feels like a really big step forward in terms of like the ecosystem, in air quotes, which I detest as a phrase. But yeah, I'm fascinated to see where it develops and how the rest of the world like takes to it. The one question that could be asked is it too little too late? Genuinely, is it too little too late?
I think there can always be room for an Android solution. And I 100% agree on your point about interesting hardware. These cool like keychains. I almost see them as keychains. These things that you can fiddle around with your hands if you're like a fidget spinner. Oh gosh, I haven't said that in a long time. But yeah. So let's get down to brass tacks. Is Google making a Pixel tag?
Well, the evidence was there, right? I'm not incorrect to say. At one point, there was evidence there. Like, it would make sense, wouldn't it? It would make sense for Google to do a first party device. And from a visual perspective, I can see it. Like, you could have all of the same color as your phone. I've no doubt in my mind that they would have an incredible coral color. Like, my vision in my mind, and listeners, you have to bear with me here, because I'm going to try and describe this while I show after this. My thought process is the top portion of the Pixel Buds Pro.
The dome
is the perfect, like, I don't know what the limitation is on size, but imagine you could get various sizes that were this style. So like the dual tone, those, the big G logo on it, that maybe even like a clicky
AirTag
option.
Basically a more compact AirTag.
Yeah. More compact AirTag, but more playful. That makes sense.
More playful.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like that's kind of what we say about Google
AirTags. I mean, you don't interact with AirTags. You don't hold them that much, but the white plastic, it scratches. It gets ugly over a while. So yeah, wish list. Let's do the Pixel Tag wish list here. The battery has to either be rechargeable or replaceable.
I think some of the third-party
trackers that are coming out, that they only have, that you can't, you have to, like, they do a trade-in program or something like that.
That should not be allowed. That should not be allowed. Like, Tile did this a few years ago with a few of their devices, the Tile wallet tracker. Mm-hmm. And basically, there is no way to replace. It only uses a CR2032 battery, so like a small watch battery. But you have to tear down the entire plastic fascia, ruins the product. Like, that, genuinely, Google should be saying to these brands, if you want to use it, it has to have some sort of sustainability aspect to it, even if it is user replaceable batteries. Like, that, I can,
yeah.
Because you, like, imagine how much e-waste that will produce. It's going to produce millions of tons of e-waste, and that's even if they don't sell a product. So I didn't even know that. I didn't read into it quite that deeply. So is no, which brands are those that are saying that? That's not Tile, is it?
It's Chipro, I believe, for their wallet tracker. For their circular tag, it is a replaceable.
Okay.
And meanwhile, Pebblebee is doing rechargeable on all of theirs, I believe.
I mean, rechargeable's fine. Like, I don't...
Rechargeable would be better to me than the coin cell batteries.
I mean, it would make sense if you're going to have a... if Google make a wallet tracker. Let's just make a credit card tracker.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, I would specify that it has to have some sort of, like, solar charging, like a calculator. I know it doesn't.
Oh,
it may not look good.
Totally, it's cool,
but do
and
that
again. They exist on watches. Garmin does it. Conventional watches do it. So it's the miniaturization is there technically.
Well, if Google's committed to sustainability, then they're going to have to do something with the products in terms of sustainability. That would be great because, hey, what's the lifetime of if you can't replace the battery? At least let it be charged by solar, which I don't know. 5 or 10 minutes.
Imagine if it's the Pixel Watch charger, the Pixel Watch 2 charger. Yeah, okay. I don't think it's Qi charging. No way, it's not that. That's too.
But then, conversely to that, you made me think. What if it was the? What if they made a small? Let's just say they made the AirTag, but googly, and it's the exact same size and dimensions. But you could charge it on the original Pixel charger small dock. That would be kind of cool. I could kind of forgive that one. Because of the huge metal induction element, you could do it, but yeah, I think so. We've gone for initially rechargeable is a must for me. I think rechargeable or replaceable batteries is a must.
Yep.
Various
cool design, like cool you were design. Saying, that's first.
But does cool design mean multiple designs? Because I would like to see multiple form factors, like you said, keychain.
That's interesting.
Keychain, case, that kind of stuff.
At the very least, a tag. Circular is the way to go, since like Pixel Watch, Nest Mini, all that, circular is probably the way to go. Then again, like something rectangular would probably be a bit more conventional and easier. But the wallet is okay. So realistically, everybody still has a wallet. Though, honestly, I've kind of switched. So I carry a Pixel and an iPhone with me all the time. And I have the magnetic thing for the Apple.
MagSafe?
It's weird to call it MagSafe since it's... charging, whatever. Yeah, so I have that to carry my physical ID. Okay. And that's it. For most times when I'm in town, I don't carry my physical wallet with me, which has credit cards and cash, ever.
So
I only take my wallet when I go on trips on the plane, basically.
Okay,
I'm there already.
I completely agree. That is a great way to be about it. My backup plan, and this sounds really misogynistic, but it isn't. When I go out with my girlfriend, we have a joint account. She's the card carrier, and I use my phone for everything. And so I don't have, when I go traveling alone, the wallet comes with me. But when I go, say I go for dinner with my girlfriend, or we go somewhere, she's the one who carries the wallet. So with her purse or whatever it is, like, I don't have to carry cards. So I'm kind of like, maybe I'm showing my age here. I feel like I've had too many times where I've been at like at the till or the cash register, and I've tried to pay on my phone and something's gone wrong. And and then the card comes out of the pocket. So in that instance, when I'm running solo, I make sure I have a card with me, something that I can plug into the machine, or if I can go and get cash from an ATM cash machine. So you're more trusting than I am. You're way more trusting than I am. I wouldn't trust myself as well to lose some sort of like aspect of my wallet or the payment options on my phone. Like, forget my PIN. I probably would forget my PIN because I change it all the time for videos.
The key caveat I have to make is that I have like four things that can do tap to pay at any one time. Pixel Watch, Apple Watch, Pixel Phone, the iPhone. So that's four backup systems.
I understand the paranoia, but I'm so paranoid I will carry the plastic. So it's
I
the
cannot
same.
Wait for a physical wallet, for digital wallets in the US at least. I cannot wait for that.
Well, this is the thing. So while that is also leading me to another good point, is that a wallet can get wet, right? Money can get wet. Uh-huh. So in terms of a tag, I want something that's waterproof.
Absolutely.
And I live in England where it rains all the time, so it needs to be waterproof if you can carry it with you.
Yes. So, yeah. Actually, another aspect of the design, I'm totally with you, has to have cool colors and all that. I think a wallet thing, we're still years and years away from people ditching their wallets. On the circular tag or whatever, it needs to have a built-in keychain because the AirTag solution is ridiculous. They didn't want to put a hole so that it would look nice.
Oh, I don't see. I'm on the fence about it.
Really?
Oh no, I'm ridiculous. No, I'm ridiculous about this. So with the AirTag, I kind of like that it doesn't have a keychain, but I also agree that it's annoying as hell because the keychain, having to get like extra keychain.
Okay, to be truly paranoid, the keychain is another thing that can break. Like
that's a good point.
Plastic or the leather, if it's not integrated into the case, that's another failure point. To be super paranoid.
Yeah, that's... Oh, and I guess you could just remove the AirTag from the keychain, right? So there's no real security there. You've asked me a really deep question there that I don't actually have an answer to because I'm kind of... Aesthetically, I like it, but also I know, in terms of practice, having a keychain... cut out or a hole to put loop through is going to be good, but how would Google do that effectively? Would they? Okay, this is ridiculous. What if they leaned into the design of the camera bar but iterated and made that a small section so that you kind of loop through, which would be the camera hole? That'd be kind of cool.
Honestly, the Samsung the Galaxy tags the pill-shaped one that has a large keychain hole, that is the best-looking tracker right now to me. It looks like those tiny mouthwash things that you can squeeze into your mouth. I'm not sure. I assume that's a global product.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They were all the rage. Yeah. That is the best looking design, but it's a bit big.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is the thing. Like that. That's where I'm coming back to that whole thing of different like aesthetics to each tag. Because, like, I would put one. I would genuinely put an air tag on my dog's collar, but it's so big. Absolutely. And my dog's so small that it would be like so me this, probably adding a backpack.
So this is I think Apple should have added a hole, but to Apple's credit, the idea is to make the smallest possible thing and then let case manufacturers do whatever they want to stylize it. Does Google have that ecosystem if they make a Pixel tag? I kind of think no, not yet. It would have to be a lot of first party accessories.
That probably leads to a wider question. Does Google have a good enough first party accessory market and aftermarket in terms of like third parties? But I think, you probably nailed it there, to be honest. I think they probably will have to put a loop or something in there so that it will work with like any keychain that you use. And I guess that's kind of good because you're not having to deal with that extra bulk. It probably doesn't do much to in terms of the design, like the Galaxy Smart Tag. Are you talking about the one that's slightly not quite circular or...
It's
the one that looks like a
pill.
I know the one you mean now. Sorry, I was confusing it with the one that has like a big, looks like a big buttonhole at the top. I'd be fascinated to see what they do with it. Samsung will sell more of their own product if they will introduce or join Find My.
Because again, like of all the trackers right now, I would still go with the Samsung one if I had the Samsung device, if I carry the Samsung device with me. I think the design on the design front.
It has to. So we've gone for waterproof is my introduction. Mm-hmm. The cool design, it has to have a loop. What are we thinking in terms of like pricing? Do you think they go for the everyman?
Before that, just before that, is there ultra wideband on this?
I mean, there should be, right?
There should be because nobody out of the two that have been announced, there's no UWB.
That would put so many people off, right? That will put even people listen to this who don't know, they probably will canceling their pre-orders.
Exact
right?
ranging. You have. I'm sure you have experience using the exact ranging feature on the AirTags.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. Like
it's so much better than sound.
That's really true because one of the best things about AirTags, and this is one reason why this makes me sound so lame. tracking my luggage in real time through an airport is genuinely one of the coolest things I've ever experienced in terms of like technology, because when you're traveling globally and you maybe change, like I changed flight going to CES this year, right? And my bag was in Amsterdam and I was literally, it was almost like a mini game show, tracking my AirTag in my luggage through the airport as I'm changing flights because I'm worrying, is it going to make it? And that was
I have never
amazing.
Checked in the bag. Carry all, everything. Never checked in the bag.
Well, that's very clever. But for those of us that do check bags because we are over-prepared and we think we're Bear Grylls and we need every single thing under the sun, we need to check a bag. And that is where having UWB is an essential. So that's a fourth. That has to go on Google's option. And with them, the ultra wideband is in the Pixel 7 through Pixel 8 series, right?
It's only on the Pro. It's still only on the Pros.
Okay. So we have two devices
Pro,
that have
Pro,
it.
7 Pro, 8 Pro, and the Pixel Fold. So 8 phones.
So it's essential that they have it on a product that is designed to be tracked. And that,
yeah.
And if you're the company handling the network or creating the network, and you release a track, maybe they could release two. This probably comes into that pricing thing. They could have a two-tiered approach, and they could have maybe like a $15, $20 tag that doesn't have UWB.
I don't know about the tiering approach. That's what I kind of disagree. Too many. It should be all the same, differentiate on form factor. I don't like the idea of a Pro tag to me seems ridiculous for something so small.
But how do you define a pro? This is a ridiculous thing. How can you define it as a pro tracker? Like, that makes no sense, right? That's like the stupidest way to differentiate. Agreed. So if they do it, they could call it a light, maybe, and a main. Yeah. Like, that'd be the only way to do it, I guess. But, or they could do AC. Like, surely. Okay.
A-series.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that an A-series tracker could be a killer addition because you can have it, I don't know, it could be the cheapest tracker out there that works with Find My.
So it what kind of pricing are you thinking about here?
I think...
If there's only one tracker.
If there's only one tracker, I think matching Apple probably makes sense. But then if... Uh-huh. I don't know, like... How, as ridiculous as it sounds, I think it would be good for Google to just say, okay, what's a AirTag cost in the US? Like $30 or $25? I think the
$29 for one, four for 99.
I feel like if Google said we're going to knock 20% off and be like, okay, we're going to be $20 and then $80 for four, that would be kind of, I don't know, $21 and then $80 for four to sell more. I think that would kind of make sense. But
I'm
just
25 for one is where I think I am.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. But it's a strange one because these are the kind of products that, say you pre-order the Pixel 8, 9 Pro.
Google should give them away.
Google should give them away for free, right? They could give them away
just get a 2-pack.
Yeah. Or like with the Google Home system, it would be kind of cool. This sounds ridiculous, but if they could integrate the Find My system into Google Home for your like certain products and have like tracker alerts in there, that would be really good in terms of like getting people to use it more regularly.
So they're halfway there in terms of the Find My Nest finding. Your Nest devices inside your home can be used as waypoints to provide reference for where your track is near. But of course, that is like that. That's because there's no UWB. They have to find other solutions on how to do it.
But there's got to be a solution for Google to do that, and then have that as basically. But then now I'm mentioning Google Home. It would not surprise me at all if Google said we're going to make a tracker and put it under the Nest branding. Does that devalue the product?
That were the old rumors. I don't know. A lot of people thought that because there was some evidence for it, but it has to be Pixel, right?
Yeah, from a product line perspective.
To complete the family, it has to be a Pixel in how it's branded Galaxy. But I don't think the one case for Nest is that it's a more mainstream brand than Pixel, that it might invite other people to use it.
Yeah, it might, but also, I don't know.
To complete the family, it has to be a Pixel brand thing.
We're delving into like so many fascinating aspects of this thing that I probably didn't even think of before we started chatting about it. But it's kind of like when we look at the way that they're going to launch, they potentially would launch it. It would make sense to do it alongside a brand new device, and then be talking about it like we have this, like you said, full family, everything's ready to go. We have the full package.
My fingers are crossed that this comes out at I/O. If Google makes a tracker, it comes out at I/O. Because just looking at the landscape, 3 phones in October is pretty full. So they can split it up on the assumption that they were originally ready to announce it last October. I think I/O would be a sweet spot to make sure to get in early. So that would be super nice if they were ready to go at I/O.
I think I would love that. I would love that. Yeah, I would love that. Especially with May, obviously end of May, those products are coming out. It kind of would align with we're going to be the first product that's available as part of this. What would you want to see in terms of an announcement at I/O? Would it be its own section alongside the Pixel 8A?
Yeah, during the hardware section. Yeah. Just announce it then. And most important, have it ready to go in a few weeks for that mid-year hardware cycle slot. That would be fun.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I would love to see that because it's not, like I said, it's one of those products that doesn't seem like it makes much difference to your life. But when you start using them, it actually does make quite a big difference. And I'm guessing people with families as well, it's amazing. Like to have, I don't know, I'm going to put it in my luggage or put it, like my dog wants to have one on the collar or
yeah.
all of those things. Like they kind of make sense. But I think it will live and die by the price, 100%. If Chipolo and Pebblebee can beat them on price, then it may do some serious damage to what Google can offer if they're charging, I don't know, $50 for a tracker.
But at the same time, they don't want to it's back to the UWB thing, because if Google wanted to position itself at the premium, I think there is $50 is maybe a lot for a tracker. Maybe it's kind of high in terms of one tracker. But I think the AirTags have UWB. Hopefully Google is ready to match that.
Yeah, I know Pebblebee have stuck to $30, right? $29.99, which is without UWB, right? So
no, yeah.
I mean, to me, that makes it seem like a tough sell. I would not replace AirTags with those without UWB.
Yeah.
So we stumbled upon the UWB as like probably the most important aspect of these trackers in terms of like everything else.
I'll keep my UWB rant short, but UWB was originally used to improve nearby sharing. I had to think about the name for a second. Now Quick Share. It was originally used for that. Actually, I'm not sure to improve to when you're finding other nearby devices to improve that experience. I'm not sure if that's still live or whether they pulled that feature. Not sure. On Pixel phones, you can use UWB for car keys, digital car keys. Another thing that would replace the wallet and your people's daily carries. And it's coming soon to the Pixel tablet, taking forever to be able to tap the transfer for music. So UWB adoption is still not great in the Pixel ecosystem. So I think AirTags, Pixel tags would be the most meaningful implementation. Somewhat related, have you ever used the Find My Device app on your Apple Watch?
I have not. And that's one of those things. There isn't a Find My Device app on Pixel Watch, isn't. Right?
No. Huh. So the Apple Watch has a find your items, like stuff you own, your Apple devices, find friends, and I think find items, if I'm correct there. It has like three apps for the Find My network, which is pretty good / excessive. I'm wondering whether that comes to Wear OS.
It would make sense to be having that on your watch and being able to get those like that vibration-based feedback and location data.
At the
on
same
your watch.
Time, it has the Find My Device app on Android. It finally got the Material Youth redesign from like its old, super old work before that. So I don't know. We'll see if there's how that's going to go. But
am I correct in thinking as well that my final point would be in that is the Find My Device app installed by default on Pixels now or not?
No, you still have to download it.
So it kind of is a little bit annoying in that you either have to go into settings on your phone to do that.
That said, it's a full web experience. Like I think a lot of people like who have Android phones, they just if you Find My Device, if you Google search that, it prominently takes you to the website. So that might be something there.
Interesting. Well, it's all going to be good. Having another option is always good. And getting away from tile trackers, which, again, were so limited by the application. But I think someone raised a really good point to me that they said, you can opt out of this and nobody really wants to opt into it as standard. Does that also defeat the purpose of the Find My Network? Because I don't know how it works on iOS. Is it just everybody's helping track a device? It doesn't matter if they've opted in or not.
I'm not sure what the iOS setting is, but I assume it's default on with the ability to turn off, because I think everybody should have the option to disable their device contributing to the network.
Fascinating. Well, I mean, what I want to ask now then is to the listeners, are you going to be charging into Find My Device, buying loads of trackers and things like that? Because it sounds to me like me and Abner are 100% behind this, and we desperately want Google to release a first-party tracker. Yeah, I think that kind of covers a lot of bases. We've said that we want quite a few things from this.
And I have to add one more thing to the wish list, actually. Yeah. And this is our final note. What do you want it to be called? Because Pixel Tag is too obvious.
Yeah, maybe.
Pixel Tracker gets name in it.
Yeah, but maybe Tracker doesn't sound good in terms of like a privacy thing.
Not really.
What about Pixel Drop? I don't know. If it's Pixel, a shape, I don't know.
Pixel Fine?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That could work. Pixel. Yeah, that could be good. Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know. Well, it's up to Google's marketing team to decide. I think they've done pretty well
Pixel
so far.
Pixel Tag is like the default. Like, I feel like that's, whether we like it or not, that's like people at the AirTags have popularized that name.
Yeah, so I think that probably makes the most sense. I think that makes the most sense.
With Pixel Find, Pixel Discover, too long. Pixel Search? I don't think they would get the search in there.
No, that would be straight. I think that would be too related to what to Google search, but I don't know. It's, yeah, I guess we'll find out, hopefully.
Yeah.
If your prediction is correct. Yeah, hopefully we'll find some more information. But yeah, thank you for listening to this rant from myself and Abner about the Pixel Tag, whatever it happens to be, and Find My Networks, more specifically, some of our wish lists. If you have any of your wish lists of your own, you can always hit us up on social media. And yeah, this has been Pixelated. We are very pleased to have you as listeners. Thank you for listening again. And I want to say bye to Abner.
Bye, Damien.
And we will see you soon.
Bye.